Today is August 21st, 2026. This is your geopolitics briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Ukraine's escalating drone campaign against Moscow and the dangerous gap opening in its own air defenses, the Trump administration's reversal on Patriot missile licensing and what it says about alliance credibility, and a quieter but consequential story out of Tokyo and Washington involving currency intervention and the yen carry trade. On the night of August 18th, air raid sirens sounded across Moscow in what may be the largest drone attack the Russian capital has faced in this war. Moscow's mayor first claimed full interception, then walked that back by 5 in the morning, acknowledging that 620 drones had approached the region and only 180 were shot down. The Kapatnaya oil refinery took a hit. So did a logistics warehouse and a power substation that knocked out electricity to more than 5,000 consumers. This followed an even larger strike 2 days earlier involving 822 drones, and it coincided with revelations that two British companies have quietly supplied the long-range drones behind months of strikes on Russian refineries in Volgograd and Yaroslavl. The strategic calculus here is attrition through precision. Ukraine isn't trying to win a war of movement. It's trying to bleed Russia's economic capacity to sustain one. And by the numbers, it's working. Russian oil refining capacity has fallen by roughly 43% since early July, after strikes hit all 11 of Russia's largest refineries. Total capacity is now down to levels unseen since the early 2010s. But here's the asymmetry that should worry anyone watching this war closely. While Ukraine is achieving something close to parity in economic pressure, its own air defense picture is dangerously bifurcated. Zelensky's government intercepted 93% of a combined missile and drone barrage on July 30th. 2 days into August, facing a wave of ballistic missiles specifically, Ukraine intercepted exactly 1 in 27. The reason is straightforward and alarming. Ukraine has, in Zelensky's own words, practically run out of interceptors for ballistic missiles. The United States has already expended roughly 1,430 of a pre-war stockpile of 2,330 Patriot interceptors. That's not a footnote. That's the resupply bottleneck driving the entire air war. Which brings us to the Patriot licensing saga, and this is where alliance credibility gets tested in real time. Back in July, Trump told a NATO summit in Ankara that Ukraine would be allowed to manufacture Patriots under license. Zelensky announced Raytheon had agreed to co-produce them. Then, at a Camp David cabinet meeting on July 31st, Trump appeared to walk it back, calling the technology, quote, a hard thing to give away. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.